I did not have anybody request, however, I think we have some people who might like to speak, so I'd sure like to entertain any if they'd like to speak.
All right, I have a question on the stadium. I am out of time. I'd like to ask why that a stadium that was sold as a neutral site to the taxpayers has a scoreboard with a Carroll Tiger logo when this was a cooperative between the two high schools, as well as how come even though it did stay in the newspaper that it was paid through taxpayer money?
You know, during public forum, we take comments. We don't act on anything. We don't have a public discussion at the time. I'm not trying to move this down or pass the buck, but you guys have the right to make any comments you wish, but there isn't a public discourse during this time.
We think that if all this Carroll Tiger emblems are put on, it was not sold to the public properly due to the fact that it was supposed to be a cooperative agenda, as well as I'd like to say that since we are the future, that bond issues like these will have different outcomes.
Thank you.
I will say, I guess I'm Jill Hyman, and I was the first kindergarten class at Fairview Elementary. I went through Carroll Public till 8th grade. I went to high school in Kemper and graduated. So I am a supporter of both schools. I have friends who have children in the public system. Our children attended Kemper. And when this bond issue came up for the stadium, we were sold on it by the stadium committee. We were told it was going to be totally neutral, so when each respective team played on that field, we could put our, you know, school colors up and everything, and there would be no emblems, or it would be a shared thing. A lot of people were excited because they thought, okay, we're going to have a Tiger, we're going to have a Knight, it's going to be great, because we're two schools, one great community. And now, the scoreboard has just a Tiger on. So that, I just will say, it's very upsetting to the Kemper family. It's upsetting to a lot of Carroll families, because I have friends who are Carroll families, and they're saying, that is not fair. I guess I was raised that you treat people fairly. And when we were all told, and you know that stadium would not have passed without the support of the Kemper family, I'm very disappointed, very disappointed. And I just think it's very unfair. And I also heard that there's going to be a 50-foot stainless steel banner or LED lighting thing that says Home of the Tigers. And I truly, truly hope that it's something that maybe it says Home of the Tigers when it's a Carroll High game that can be reconfigured to say Home of the Knights when it's a Knights game. So I just wanted to let you know that the Kemper family is somewhat disappointed. And I feel bad for the stadium committee because I think they're getting a lot of flack about this. And it's just very disappointing. And I think they deserve an apology because they did a lot of hard work to sell this as a neutral site, a neutral stadium for our community. Because it was sold as Carroll United.
Thank you, Ms. Anybody else?
I would just like to say that I really appreciate you guys coming here tonight, especially the younger kids. I know it's intimidating to walk into this boardroom, and I hope that you know that your comments are heard and considered by the board. At one time, we had discussed having the possibility of having hooks where it says Home of the Tigers, correct, so that Kemper could have their own signage during games, and so that's something that we'll still be exploring, I hope.
Today we spoke about that with your AD and President Steffes, and so we've had some discussions, guys. And again, this isn't an agenda item, so really we just are supposed to listen. That's our burden today. But I can tell you for sure, and I met with your board and let them know we hope Friday nights are an experience that's exactly replicated for the Kemper kids, just like it is for the Carroll kids. So. You know, we think we're all in this together, and we'll keep working on that and try to resolve these things so everybody feels good about it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys again.